I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Bess, and I want to welcome you to a special edition of Rich Answers. In an effort to follow public health guidelines, we are producing this program from our homes. The sound quality may be a bit different, but it is our hope you will find the music and meditation at the end to be a blessing to your soul.
Faithful, doesn't matter what. will surely. He done brought me out before, so I know for sure he will. Yeah. No problem, too. For my God, cause he will. Work it, work it. Work it, work it, work it. Yeah. I believe without a doubt that my God will surely.
Come on.
He done brought me out before, so I know that he will. Work it, work it, work it, work it. Show me he done sent me, he done did it for me. Tell me, tell me, did he open doors for me? I will never ever doubt his love for me. How can I ever doubt his love for me? Never let me down so I can bend like you. I know without a doubt to work it out like. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Work it, 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 work it
You are listening to a special edition of Rich Answers, recorded remotely during this time of the coronavirus. It is our prayer you remain encouraged and healthy in the midst of those you love. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear God, open us up to perfect love. Clear away our imperfections. Help us to draw closer to you. Now, O God, let the words of this mouth and the meditations of this heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 28, and it reads, Now two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, Pardon me, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I had a baby while she was there with me. The third day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but the two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. So she got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I, your servant, was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. The next morning, I got up to nurse my son and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son I had born. The other woman said, No, the living one is my son. The dead one is yours. But the first one insisted, No, the dead one is yours. The living one is mine. And so they argued before the king. The king said, This one says, My son is alive and your son is dead. While that one says, No, your son is dead and mine is alive. Then the king said, Bring me a sword. So they brought a sword for the king. He then gave an order, Cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other. The woman whose son was alive was deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him. But the other said, Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two. Then the king gave his ruling. Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother. When all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. With this in mind, the title of the message is simply this, Perfect Love in Imperfect Situations. Perfect Love in Imperfect Situations. If you are under the sound of my voice, it's Mother's Day in the midst of a pandemic. As we think about those who are mothers, especially to school-age children in the midst of quarantine and homeschooling, the role of motherhood has definitely taken new shape. Without a doubt, mothers are facing things right now they've never faced before. No one was prepared for the pandemic. It's stressful, and all mothers can do is the best they can do. In the midst of Corona-19, everyone is striving to have perfect love for their children. But now, like most days, many mothers feel imperfect. Yes, today is Mother's Day, a day of flowers and gifts and cards and celebrations where the image of perfect motherhood is presented. But if the truth be told, most mothers are just doing the best they can, sharing perfect love in imperfect situations.
In our text, we have the story of two women who, at first glance, would be the least likely to be nominated for the Motherhood of the Year award. For right out of the gate in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16, the text tells us that the two women who were prostitutes stood before the king. We must be careful how we judge these mothers, two women who happen to be prostitutes. See, we assume agency and choice, but during this time period, just like many instances today in the case of human trafficking and other tough situations, choices are made for these women. These women did not choose this profession. They found themselves in this imperfect situation, doing the best they could in a bad situation. How many mothers find themselves doing the same thing on a daily basis? Perfect love in imperfect situations. Women trying to make a way out of no way. In our text, the women who are speaking, the first tells the king the story of what happened. Well, we both were in the same house. I had a baby, and on the third day, she had a baby, and during the night, her son died because she laid on him. She got up and switched babies. She put my son by her breast and the dead son by my breast. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son I had born. Oh, there's something about a mother's love and a mother's interest in her child, a mother's knowing. A mother knows their child. When she saw her child in the light, she knew her child because she had stared at that child for hours. Mothers know their children. They've studied the children. Oh, they have perfect love, even in imperfect situations. Mothers know their children. They study the way they move and the way they talk and the shift in their eyes. So in our text, the mothers go back and forth. No, the living child is mine and yours is the dead one. No, the living child is mine and yours is the dead one. Back and forth. But finally, Solomon the king says, bring me the sword, cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other. But you see, Solomon was not an ordinary king. He had wisdom. Now in 1 Kings 3, 1 through 15, and 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 11, we have the story of Solomon, the son of David and Bathsheba, who asked God for wisdom. The text says, that night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask for whatever you want to give me to give you. Solomon answered, God, you have shown great kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, Lord, let your promise to my father David be confirmed, for you made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours? God said to Solomon, since this is your heart's desire, and you have not asked for wealth, possessions, or honor, nor the death of your enemies, and since you have not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given to you, and I will also give you wealth, possessions, and honor, such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have. Yes, indeed, Solomon had something that the world didn't give him and the world cannot take away. Solomon had supernatural wisdom that only comes from God. And he knew that his request for the sword would bring the truth to light. The woman whose son was already dead said, yes, cut the living child in half and give half to me and half to the other. While the woman whose child was alive said, no, give the living baby to the other woman. Don't kill him. Well, the actions of both women told Solomon what he needed to know. The woman willing to let the child live in the arms of someone else was the true mother. And the other woman willing to see the child die, who had nothing to lose herself, was the woman whose child was already dead. Perfect love in imperfect situations. Some time ago, I had a young woman working for me at the conference of churches. She was pregnant. We found out later on that that was the case for her, and she confided in me that she was going to give the child up for adoption. Well, I talked to her and I pleaded and I encouraged her, but she had her mind made up. Later, she told me that she gave the child up because she had actually been raped and she chose to let the child live in another's mother's arms. Some may think she was an imperfect mother, but she definitely had a perfect love for her child. No matter who you are and where you have come from and what you have done, you can be imperfect, but the love of God can perfect your life. Ask God for wisdom so you will know how to be a vessel of love. Ask God for wisdom so you will know how to treat the people in your life. And ask God for wisdom so you will be perfected in God's love, so God can use you for a higher purpose. Ask God for wisdom and welcome the fullness of God in your life, that you may have perfect love in imperfect situations. Amen.
Thank you. are some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm free.
His eyes on
the stem.
That's the reason
why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason
why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You're the reason
why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked
the question.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song, at times we may
be crying,
and nothing's even wrong. This is the reason why I sing
because I sing because.
Oh, I don't know why he does it, but his eyes on. Get a witness in here. Glory, hallelujah. You're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
I know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
Listen.
And when the song is over. We've all said amen. And your heart just keep on singing. And the song will never end. Listen. And if somebody asks you, Was it just a show? Lift your hands and be a witness. And tell the whole world no. When we cross that river, to study war no more, we will sing
our songs to Jesus,
the one whom we adore. Come on, family,
adore.
Let's take it home. I sing because. I don't know why he does it, but it's
I.
You're the reason why I sing. You're my melody at midnight, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're my song in my storm, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why I sing. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of Rich Answers. In the weeks ahead, we encourage you to reach out to me through Facebook and Instagram. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, President and CEO of the Conference of Churches. God bless you.